Now, you've been sending us your stories for our listeners' election series, exploring issues that matter to you but may not be dominating the manifestos. Our political correspondent Chris Mason is here.
Martha, today we ask a simple question with complex implications. The question is this: are there too many of us? Are we suffering from overpopulation? Some of you who've been in touch have supported the group Population Matters, others not. We take you this lunchtime to Hertfordshire, about 30 miles north of central London, to hear from George, who draws on his experience as a former district planning director in Canada to explain why he thinks the UK desperately needs a population strategy.
My name's George Long. I'm in my boat, which is moored at Harford on the river, looking out at the water meadows, which is now one of the few areas around here that hasn't been built on because it floods. I've been concerned about a major missing issue in the election, which is overpopulation. Our population is going up by about 400,000 a year. That's a city the size of Cardiff or Coventry. We have to find somewhere to put another of those in an island every year. My mother was born in Harford, and we used to come here to visit my grandparents when I was a child. And it was a nice little county town, definitely not London. It's now becoming a dormitory town. The traffic has become very much worse. A lot of areas I used to play as a child have been built over. The noise of planes flying over from Stansted. I mean, nights aren't dark anymore. You can always see lights on the horizon. There are street lights everywhere. Everyone has to have somewhere to live, so the demand for housing keeps going up and up. It's not surprising that we're losing so much of our wildlife and that there's so much pressure on the countryside in general. The rest of the land that isn't built on makes a huge contribution to the people in the areas that are built on. Food, putting more oxygen back in the atmosphere. Each person has a footprint which is far bigger than the flat that he lives in. If you keep having more and more people needing somewhere to live, it is going to cost more and more to house them, and more of the government's budget will go to that. But why do we need to do that? If we had fewer people, you wouldn't have that demand at all. Overpopulation. This is the root cause of most of the problems, such as high house prices, unavailability of school places, waits for hospital beds, road congestion, rail capacity concerns, building on green belts, loss of wildlife habitat, yet it's hardly ever mentioned. The government doesn't have a policy on population at all. There is no Minister of Population. The Minister of Population would look after the immigration question, of course, but he also might look at government policies about encouraging smaller families, for example. Not coercively, because we know that doesn't work, but an education campaign and a persuasion campaign could have a very large effect to try and establish a different ethic. And as for immigration, the way it's been approached by the government obviously hasn't been a success. It needs to look at different measures. A more market-oriented solution might work, whereas a strictly regulatory one clearly doesn't. I'm surprised this hasn't come up as a policy, an undiscovered major issue that may suddenly pop out. And about time, too.
George Long there, and the issue of housing and population, both overpopulation and underpopulation, will be the theme of one of our week's worth of special listeners' elections programmes. They start immediately after the midday news, a week on Monday, here on Radio 4.